Fantastic. And how long have you lived in Cape Breton for?
Pretty well all my life. I spent 1 year in Montreal in the 60s working for Steinberg's, and then I went back into our grocery business and lived in Corner Brook, Newfoundland from 67 to 73, and all the rest of my years are here in Cape Breton.
And you grew up in Sydney?
Yes, I did.
Okay. What part of Sydney did you grow up in?
I was on the St. Peter's Road, which is about 2 blocks away from Whitney Avenue, where the synagogue is. And my father was from Glace Bay, went to university with your grand or to school and with your grandfather. And my mother was a Gom from the pier.
Did you spend a lot of time going to the pier?
Yes, well, my grandmother was alive, and my uncles had a medical practice in the pier, so I went to the pier very frequently.
But you went to synagogue in Sydney with Rabbi Kenner.
Yes, I did.
Yes. Okay. Can you tell? Do you
And
remember who you're? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm the longest serving president of the synagogue, I think, in Canada. I'm 28 years president of the shul in Sydney.
Fantastic. Can you tell me a little bit about growing up in that neighborhood, who your neighbors were, what the daily routine would be like?
Well, the daily routine was school in the day and Hebrew school at 4:30 Monday through Thursday, and then we went to shul on Friday night and Saturday, and I think sometimes we had Sunday school too in the mornings.
What do you remember about school?
What do I remember about Hebrew school or regular school?
Both, really.
Well, regular school, I remember. There was a lot of Jewish kids here in those days when I grew up. And Hebrew school, there were a lot of Jewish kids. And I had a lot of relatives in Cape Breton. I think I had 9 first cousins on the Gom side and 18 first cousins on the Chernin side. So, or 17. There was 17 on the Chernin side, and there was 9 on the Gom side, including myself and my sister and brother. So we. There was a lot of Jews here, I guess, in the 50s, that's for sure.
What did your parents do?
My father was the president of a wholesale grocery business, L.H. Chern and Sons Limited, with his 2 brothers. The fourth brother was a dentist in Toronto, Dr. Saul Chernin. And my mother was involved in a lot of community things. Child welfare, da 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 da, and of course the show and things like that.
What kind of involvement did she have in the shul?
Well, my mother was the president of Hadassah at one time, and she was the sisterhood of the shul, and we were brought up, well versed in Judaism, all of us, because my grandparents on both sides came from Russia in the early 1900s. But my parents on both sides were born in Cape Breton.
So Cape Breton always, aside from you living there, it felt like home to the previous generation as well.
Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
And my father and uncles, a lot of them were overseas in the Second World War. My father was over for 2 years or three, and my uncle Pinky Gom was a prisoner of war for 3 years, and he became the first Jewish cabinet minister in the Stanfield government and the first Jewish cabinet minister in Nova Scotia.
Fantastic.
And my uncle, Dr. Cyril Gom, a dentist. He went moved to Boston, and he was really the father of endodontics, and he taught at Tufts University and actually was president there 1 year when in between presidents. And my uncles, Dr. Abe Gom and Dr. Dave Gom, probably had the biggest medical practice in Atlantic Canada. They had 6 doctors working for them besides the two of them. And they were really legends in their own day and legends in Cape Breton. And they are proud. practice was out of Whitney Pier.
So between medical practice and the grocery store, it sounds like there were a lot of reasons for people outside of the Jewish community to come and interact, whether it was for particular services or otherwise. Is that right?
Oh, yes. We always had Holocaust remembrance at the shul for years and years. And we'd fill the synagogue up with over 300 people, and most of them being non-Jewish, especially in the last 10 or 15 years.
Really?
And the Jewish community was well established in Cape Breton, and they were in various, besides the professions, they were also in the retail clothing business, grocery business, wholesale grocery business, retail grocery business, in the legal profession. Also, your uncle or your great uncle, Mo Rosenblum, was one of the biggest lawyers in Sydney at one time, in his day when he was alive. He was also a legendary in law. And your grandfather was a legendary retail man. He was noted to have in the fall, I remember that the best sale in ladies' wear anywhere in Cape Breton Island was at Rosenblum's.
I've heard many stories about it.
Oh, yeah. That was the place to go. People from all over Cape Breton came down and were lined up outside the store on the day of the sales there. And there were lots of stores besides, but his was the biggest sale. With the best sale, I guess.
Yeah. There weren't. Do you know of? I've heard of one story, but I'm not entirely certain of any details about a Jewish miner, one Jewish miner from New Waterford. Have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, I think it was. What was his name? I think he was a Medjuk, was he?
Could be.
It was either Medjuk or Izzy Ayetsky. I forget which one it was. Mm-hmm. But one of them was a miner. It's the only one I know of. I forget which name it was. If it was a Medjuk or it was an Ayetsky, I forget.
Mm-hmm. Now, it's interesting.
Go ahead. I'm allowed to forget now because I'll be 72 in October, so this
of course.
Is the stage where you start to forget.
Absolutely. Well, everyone has an incredible memory. It's one detail that I find very interesting that a lot of people know that there was one miner. They just can't quite place the name, so that's very interesting to me.
Yeah. I'm not sure, but I think it was a Medjuk from New Waterford.
Yeah.
I'm not 100% sure, but I think that's the name. Now, the Medjuk was a very famous name in Halifax. And actually, they came, some of the Medjuk that was famous was Ralph Medjuk. He was a big developer in Halifax. He's still alive, but he really built the skyline of Halifax.